Y'all hear me?
Too loud and clear.
I gotta play this shit right here. Let me get my hype music on real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my shit up. W. What is it? W of it. I don't know how to do it. I'm here with hold on. We got a live drinking game going on right now, people. You know what I'm saying? We got 4 or 5. That's young 4 or 5. And you gotta come up with your new nickname right now.
Tedro.
So what happens is, people, when we if we don't call each other, we're just gonna go with the same name. I'm gonna go with
No.
Gio.
Gio?
So Gio.
Okay.
Gio. Gio. But let me play this song real quick. You know what I'm saying? We wait on long enough to cut through.
Bitch, we got bands to make, rubber bands to break, guns and butter, that land on lake. Got bread, got plans to break the Brooklyn way. When Tony killed Manolo, had to look away. It's a war going on, starting to look like yay. A power worn is battle torn, thou should not kill. When diamonds is dancing, spending time in the Hamptons, building shrines in these mansions. Dance from the tropic of cancer, the topic of tantra. Heavy breathing, on top for the mantras. Throwing ballads, with mandalas encrypted. Compile of the scriptures, fuck Twitter. Only follow the mystics, the dons. To put Apollo in the biscuits. Across from the Apollo is the district. I'm in the Nile Valley, Crocodile Valley. The name's Maury, the greatest story. The haters worry. With the poor me, pity parties. Got the porta potty for the shit you kicking. The reaction at his best was knee jerk. You can put your debut on a t-shirt. Niggas co-sign the fuckery. These suckers be acting 3/5 of a man. Co-signing Mike Huckabee. On the low like how the bucket be. Luckily, none of these niggas ever fuck with me. Fuck a bee. My prospect is designed. My mind is psychotically designed. A prophet of the time. My pockets is aligned with property for shrines. My grind is monopoly. My mind with prophecy in mind. I'm in a hideaway, wide awake, listening to chants of roosters. Aligned with the mind of Mansa Musa. Enhance the future. Wars of the Mansa future. Gabbing in Dubai, we dance the future. With a time to be a scorpion, Kevorkian. To those who don't share the sentiment, death to all you simpletons.
We live in what is this? We up in Squad Life Field. I got Young 4 or 5. I got
Tedro,
and I got what's your nickname? Sweetness.
Flash.
So,
with Flash, but I couldn't go with fucking.
No, because you that's just dumb.
No,
that's dumb. No. You know what I'm saying? It's just dumb. You know what I mean? Everybody's live. Let me. First of all, y'all ain't even mic. Let me get y'all on. Nobody heard what y'all just said. Nobody heard what y'all said at all. Okay. Let's do it again. It's up at Smoke Radio, live at Squad Life Studio.
Yeah, baby.
Here you go. I'm here with the fellas. I'm dead. I am getting some type of feedback right now. Who's not plugged in? You got your earphones in? Okay. All right. Now I ain't get no feedback. It must not all been it. Great. We're live. This is Up and Smoke Radio. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're in here. We got the freestyle and shit, man. This is what we do. This is what we do. We got everybody in the background. I just want to know, I'm going to talk to the panel real quick. How's everybody doing today, man? Let's start to my left. How you doing?
Great
every day. It just stays like that all the time. Let me. Yeah. Next shot. You guys getting feedback?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is, man. Listen, I don't really do this no much. It's much. we're going to open this up because we got a lot to talk about today, but I want to talk about some personal things that has to do with me right now. Let's go in. You rocking with me, guys? You with me? How you guys deal? Because this is what we do, people. This is Up and Smoke Radio. Listen, I get educated from my younger men, and hopefully they can educate me on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Or I can educate them. Excuse me. See, me? I was out of character. You know what I'm saying? Long Loke. Damn, I got a drink. Pour me a bunch. Ah, fuck.
Right here?
Yeah. Oh, you might. Are you muted? Because I don't get you. But, you hear me? Okay, guys. This is something I don't do. I got into a girl's inbox this weekend. I got into an inbox this weekend, guys, man. Something is totally out of character for me. But damn it. I want to crack that. But I want to know, can you guys kind of give me a story from back in the day? Because when I'm not that guy. I don't deal with rejection well. I want to call somebody up and say, yo, hey, bitch. You know you fucking see me, and I'm fucking important, and you know it. I'm not fucking too. You know what I'm saying? But I have to push the pause button, because I don't want to go there. Is there a time that you guys ever felt like that? Unmute your mics right now. I'll mute myself.
Hell yeah.
Is it you know what you bum ass?
You bum ass, bitch.
Don't you dare.
I'm trying to remember what the fuck I said. But I definitely did that like 3 or 4. Shit, I probably did that in the last 6 months.
Mine go all the way.
That's part of my game right there. That's part of my game right there. How dare you? And they like you. You never got talked about
it. See, my fear is this. Young 4 or 5, you can unmute your mic whenever you feel like it. I'm going to ramp for a second. My thing is this. I don't want the motherfucker to have the one up on me. He has this screenshot and like, yo, if I'm like, yeah, bitch. He's just going to be like, hey, what you doing?
Just 10 more crew. You gotta come off. Like, you know what?
I know you didn't just leave me on scene.
And
then
you
get that fuck.
Yeah.
No, fuck her, nigga. Period.
All right.
Fuck her.
Yeah, baby.
You're already 5 minutes, though.
You know what? Let's talk about this. I was saucy. I don't want to get unless I'm kind of fucked up and shit. I told you, I'm going to say the lady's name. You know what I'm saying? I said, I got her inbox early, bro. And I said, yo, how early? I know, about 10:45.
Same.
The thing is, though, I'm trying to set something up here, like, so as soon as you get on this shit, boom, right there. He wants to go take you to see Matt Kearney, Kurt Herner, 12 Years a Slave. Okay?
In the morning.
That's it. Push the button, please. Are you on the phone?
Yeah. How do I get it?
Call the number right now.
Okay.
I need that woman's perspective right now. guys are fucking up my shit. I don't like you. I like this girl. No, yeah, no matter. I need you to chime in right now, King. I'm going to look for your number right now. I got my sister about to chime in because I need some woman advice. These guys ain't shit.
Was it a weekend or was it a weekday?
Okay. You're unmuted. Hold on. First of all, hold on.
I got to go
get that. Hold on. We got the first lady. You want to check it?
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah. First lady.
But wait, this during the week or in the weekend?
This is.
Because this matters.
This is a Friday. Wait a minute. It's a Friday or a Saturday early?
Friday cool, Saturday then.
Friday or a Saturday early. Like, hit her on the inbox and said, "Different boss, I was kind of drunk from last night. From the day before, you know, I kind of dig this chick." Oh, inbox. You should take. This is the game, though. This is what I said to her in the inbox, right? You should take me to go see this. No, this is my game. You know what I mean? I don't have any game. I just know how to keep it real. So I hear in the Nat Turner movie, the 12 Years of Slave movie, everybody knows I'm on my Afrocentric shit, right? So I hit her in the inbox and said, "You should take me to see this." Is that good? Did you respond to that?
Yeah.
As a female,
go ahead.
Bring your mic closer to your mouth. Bring the phone closer to your mouth.
And you just randomly inbox.
She knows of me. She's like, everything I say on the fucking internet, and I'm going to argue with all guys through and say, I hit her in the inbox and say, "Hey, you should take me to season."
Okay.
Is that the game? Me as a woman.
It's like 60-40. 40 as in, it's like, okay, I know of you, and this is kind of like, nigga, you don't hit me up no other time if you want me to take you to see this, but then I also know of you. So it's like, okay, it wouldn't be that weird. So, I mean, especially if I want to see it too, I might as well just take you.
No, let me talk to you as a female. As a female, it's your myth that you guys go on every goddamn inbox or everything that you get from the Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think this is where let's talk about it. You can chime in, Lolo, too. Oh, you guys. Now, I see the girl personally, right? Oh, fuck y'all.
Yeah, that's
like, stop.
Okay. Now, I see this girl in person, right? Just in case you need to DM. Check the DM. Give me some type of shady face. Right? I thought I was completely buried. You know what I'm saying? And until I got a... Because we're going to wrap this up about my personal life. I don't want to talk about this. But I thought I was done.
Me and you thought that there was nothing bad that can happen from this. Remember? I thought there was nothing bad that could have happened from that. Remember, I was like, the worst that can happen.
Yeah.
What do we say?
You definitely don't bring it up.
Who, me? I don't give a fuck, though. That's the thing is, the difference between, like, I'm not from this era. Like, I don't like to feel as though I'm ignored. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a guy. Like, don't fucking play me like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. Like, yo, we keep it funky over here. Hey, nigga. Say, look, nigga, I don't fuck with you. You're a broke, busty nigga. Go. And I will never talk to you again. Ever again.
You want to talk that shit first?
But I'm not that. But, I, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys are bored with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I just try to get some advice off y'all fucks. Y'all ain't shit. except Gianna. She said I wasn't half weird. I just don't inbox, and y'all know I don't inbox. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that shit. But but I was feeling myself. I was saucy. I'm like, you know what? This girl is liking everything I say. She likes me. I got in her inbox, and I ain't saying like, yo, I just said, hey, I have to be the dominant guy. You should take me to go see this.
Well, maybe she felt like if you don't inbox anyone, she was kind of intimidated.
I think that's what it is. That's enough for me, man. You know what? This is a great segue. Since we got the ladies on the line and shit. Did this guy see the
Nope.
No, you didn't see it. But y'all seen Shredder of Compton, right?
No.
No, you never seen the movie Shredder of Compton?
Oh, it's Shredder
the
Compton. Yeah, my bad.
Yes.
I thought you said something completely different.
Yes. Unmute your mic. I think you're still muted. Yeah, you're back on now. But, like I said before, like we're just going to probably be abbreviated show because I'm just going to PowerPoint. And my man, Lon Lope, you know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, let's do it right now because Lon Lope said I'm reaching.
You got to take a shot.
Oh, fuck. What is your name again, Speedy? Flash?
I love this game.
I'm getting body bagged in my fucking
old game
right now. But here we go. We got to do it. And Flash might disagree, but let's put on the pre music because he thinks I'm reaching. Let's get it going.
What about black on black crime? Where's the white women at? All white people ain't bad. We live our own.
I'm here to say all lives matter. You know, a lot of times we get stuck, and we're followers. When you hear one person say, Black Lives Matters or Blue Lives Matters, all lives matter. And what I learned from boxing, what everyone can take in real life, is follow directions, follow order. Don't give nobody no hard time, because my thing is this, with everybody that's watching this interview or that's listening, because this interview will be played long when I'm gone. When someone break in your house or someone break in your car, the first thing we do is we call the police. You know, with me being a fighter and my hands being registered, if I hit a guy for breaking in my house or breaking in my car, it's going to cost me more money. So I got to work smarter, not harder. I'm going to call the cops. So, and it's not right what's going on within this world on both sides. I think we need to communicate better, and I think we need to follow direction. It's rules and regulations to everything.
What do you think of Colin Kaepernick protest?
I'm Floyd Mayweather. Kaepernick needs to try to get the starting job. You know, stand up and get the starting job. That's what he needs to focus on. But I can't knock him. If that's what he believes in, you know, and the people stand behind him, you know, so be it. He got the number one selling jersey, so it's obvious he's doing something right.
But I thought of this question beforehand, before I came here tonight. If any, because now that you're retired, we really love those fantasy matchups, you know.
You deserve to be on the train, because my thing is this. The reason why Black Lives was created, it's not because we don't believe that all lives don't matter. It's just that we're the ones that's getting killed on the street. So we have to say Black Lives Matter. And I have to put Floyd on the train because I follow him on Twitter. And see, what we're dealing with is classism. The thing is, he's rich. But don't, dude, you gotta understand. When he was beating people up, they was calling them niggers, all that type of shit. You know what I mean? And they probably still to this day. But he's saying to us, hey, you better comply. What do you think about that, young 4 or 5? We don't comply. Did you?
No, he's the wrong person to ask.
No, I don't comply at all. But.
No, my thing is this.
See,
my thing is this. We can put our hands up and say those truths. And we can see plenty of videos that brothers have did that shit and still got shot the fuck up. So I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with Floyd, because if you're in a higher class, you can buy yourself out of those situations because you got money. You know what I'm saying? But regular guy walking down the street, Even the kids might not even be as children. But I get that because I don't know. But you might get that treatment because you're Floyd Mayweather. So yeah, you apply because you got the bread. But you can't say that to us. That we get beat up in the streets and we seen brothers in the middle of the street with their hands up and shit and still get paid to the motherfucking death.
All right, so let me. I got something to say. Hold on. One, his analogy skills suck. Because you just said if someone breaks into your house, you're not going to punch them in the face. You're going to call the police.
Yeah, right.
Analogy skills suck.
Well, first of all, like, everybody said that. In his defense, his hands are registered. They're illegal weapons. He can't
weapon.
Weapons.
Somebody
breaks
into your house.
Broke into your house.
So, this is your house. So therefore, your analogy skills suck, for one. For two, it's not how it don't matter if it was an eight-string quarterback thing. This ain't about football. This ain't about sports. Fuck something bigger than that. If a fucking man, starter, this is not another petty. That was a petty shot.
You got to play this, though. I can play this for him.
The goons come out. That's for y'all, NFL. That's for y'all, P.O. This is the cooling.
I love Floyd Mayweather. But, dude, you was cooling right there. You shot. Because the thing is, you trying to basically, like, move. Gotta get a part of the bigger class. It wasn't a little class in it. You got black and white. This is such a quarter. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're in the upper echelon of class, it might give you a pass. You get what I'm saying? Because you got that bread. But his daughters ain't safe. Because they don't know that. You okay?
I gotta get this to Floyd.
You're incapable of running this shit. Your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Hold on. Who deserves that shit? Him? Well, who do we review last year? Sonny Jackson or Mary? J. Black.
Hold on. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back because I still have it there. When she said,
Let me take it back.
Him or Ray Lewis? Can you play my only advice to Colin Kaepernick is this. Listen, I understand what you're trying to do. But understand, take the flag out of it.
Right.
Right? I had uncles. I got brothers who walked out of my house. Going into the military that said, I will never see you again. To understand that, I will always respect that part of what our patriotism should be. Right? And that's the side that I think if Colin really just steps back, because to effect change, right, to effect true change, and what he's trying to say, if you don't have a real solution, if you ain't seen as a true activist to go into these hoods and do these things on a daily basis and not just jump up and just protest off this one thing because you're sick of it. We've been sick of racism for 400 plus years.
Mm. But we won't. We won't.
Here you go.
Okay, is that what we're gonna do? Like coon of the week?
Yeah.
Coon of the week. I'm gonna have to. I'm sorry.
Is Ray gonna still keep that title? Or are we gonna have to get Floyd?
So do you think that he just does it so that way? So that way, it's kind of like nobody gets mad at him. Then he says all lives matter because at the end of the day, an all lives matter argument is non-valid because you're trying to oppress something. Like take away from the actual crisis that's going on. You're trying to make it fair. Why do you want to make it fair that white people get killed as much as black people? But it's been that way with the Jews, with blacks, but you've never really had any real oppression. So the All Lives Matter argument is totally irrelevant. It's not even a quote.
You're correct, because the thing is, we're not, we all know that All Lives Matter. It's us getting killed. That's why we have to say
right.
Black Lives Matter, Floyd.
Because if the All Lives Matter, y'all wouldn't have to say that if you really felt that way. You know how many times have you seen on TV that somebody says that they're scared to be in a neighborhood and there's two black males are behind them? Why? If all lives matter, you shouldn't be scared.
It's like if I got four colors up here, and everybody keeps taking off colors for green.
My thing is this. We all know, like I said, all lives matter, but it's not you getting killed in the street. It's not them getting killed. We had the heart. People had to start a movement and say, no, black lives matter. And then there's a new movement that y'all going to have to get on to, where black guns matter.
Black guns matter.
Because now they're trying to see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I just looked at it from a white news reporter. And it says, those who suggest that black people are imagining racism aren't just evaluating someone else's experience or ignoring plain facts.
We're going to talk about real issues right now. Bottom line, what do you think about the meat and the beef and the hip hop shit? You chime in. No, shit, coffee.
Young four or five.
We're going to have to talk, and amongst the table, we have females now, so we're going to keep a balance. Two rappers have to live out the lyrics.
Yes.
Y'all should chime in.
Yeah, you're right.
Come here. I say yes.
I'm going to make sure we're able to just talk about that.
You can't keep niggas rule living in a white man's world.
I mean,
a
white man's world meaning like, I'm out here. I'm gonna fucking keep coming to my yard. Say I got a third yard over there. I'm not the fucking police.
So, what I can't stop, I'm not supposed to tell on her because she keeps coming in my shit, still my shit, this old lady, this old lady comes over to my shit. She got a third yard in the pool. So, I'm gonna carry it out to the rack. They know what the fuck they gotta do to get their money. This is a white man. The white man runs back. We're running the table. I'm running the
church.
Sick! We got $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said.
Because we all know right now, but Cameron came out right now, he's not going to sell nothing. Are we trying to get this money? Is this what it's about? Are we getting this money? But then, I'm not talking about the bullshit part of what America is this shit.
No.
But if I got a house up here and motherfucking, and make up a story. If I ain't really bought that shit, I gotta break up a story on how Johnny Rock is, you know, how Peter Rock Paul or whatever. If I gotta rap about that shit, you gonna sell a million fucking records? You gonna do what the fuck you gotta do to get these brains? Like, period. It's called finesse. What finesse is?
So, in a segue, you wanna get that back.
You gotta get that back. Now, let's just say if we own our own shit. And we
went to the top. Shut up the fuck up your own shit,
man. Smoke dog shit.
Show you how to drip sauce on them. Walk up in this bitch and drip sauce on them. Come here, little bitch, drip sauce on them. Whoa. Tell me what you mad for. My number's looking different than my last score. If you ain't trying to get no money, what you ask for? My niggas hopping up the whips, they look like task force. Whoa. Swagging a little shorty in her man too. He showing all his money, bitch, I got them bad too. Yeah, they like Lucy, we can't stand you. Cause I got it by myself, that's what a man do. Brown skin, yellow bone. I even got the white girls on my telephone. I'm on that E and J, baby, you won't let me bone. Ain't about the neck, no disrespect, but I can take you home. I'll take you home, I put the shit on Khalil. I'ma flex cause it's real, she gon' pop her a pill. I'ma cop me a feel. Is you still with your man? Cause if not, we can chill. Is you up out your money? If you are, we can build. Let me show you how to drip sauce on them. Walk up in this bitch and drip sauce on them. Come here, little bitch, drip sauce on them. Whoa.
Bitch, I'm bullying, want some more, no.
I smoke the block and I hit it. I smoke the hoe and I hit it. I shoot the three and I hit it. Switch, I pop a beat and I kill it. How can I be any different from perfect?
to my niggas come straight from the hood. I know you said you won't hate, but you should. Cause all of this hate just increasing my powers. I might go weak, a fly as a bitch. The mic goes weak, girl, you tired of shit. I hop on beats and devour the shit. She hopped on me and admired my dick. You might spot me, Michael Myers and shit. Killing the game with my ass on your bitch. She said I'm cool, but Michael insane. I told that bitch how to we still ran the train. I ran the train with my killer. I left a stain on her pillow. I'm just being honest. I keep having dreams about commas. I can't go to sleep, they keep calling. I might hit a lick, so I put the beam on a llama. I beat with my partner, but please do not beef with my partner. Cause he will deceive all the drama. Get peace to your mama. I'm trying my best to increase all my commas. I crib my tools, at least to your mamas. I don't trust hoes, at least I was honest. When I could have laughed for a piece of your product. My brain is a weapon, a beast, I'm a scholar. I'm trying my best, get the beast off my collar. I hop on the beat and they creep like Mariah.
Wait, wait, wait. That was TLC.
Well, that was a really nice song, and she got a really nice song. I got some really good weed, and she got a really nice bomb. She got a really nice crib, and she gave me really nice top. She went to sleep, I took a tour. Her dad got a really nice watch. I took that.
I did not like the white bitch at first.
at first because I'm like, yo, you're in the way, especially when she was going through his shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, hold on, bitch. You violate this shit. And when she stole the earrings and all that shit, I'm like, yo, this bitch got to get the fuck up out of here. But let's just go in. I like to play devil's advocate here. Did she die for trying to look out for Tommy?
Yeah.
Because she was about to Tommy.
No, no.
Tommy,
she was a No. Matter of fact, to me, she was a basic bitch. And this is why. She seemed like she was all for Tommy. I'm down for Tommy. Tommy, look, you got to look out for yourself. You got to look out for us type shit. She got pregnant, and she pressed it a little bit more because now you're invested for real. But at the end of the day, this bitch tried to pocket a check. This bitch stole shit and made him cover for her. No, bitch. You got to remember this. At the end of the day, right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? You can say it's sexist or not, but at the end of the day, when you're in some shit like that, it's not supposed to be your man fixing all your fuck-ups. It's supposed to be you comforting your man. Not having to give him the runaround about shit all the time and lying to this nigga and going behind his back and making decisions for him. No, you discuss with him and he makes the decision. Because this isn't your life.
Man, I mean, he did what he had to do in the end.
So. I didn't think he made the right decision.
She was looking out for him, but...
This is what I have to say. As soon as she would have snaked my best friend in front of his face and called him his fucking name, good. I would have offed that bitch. I would have offed her. Because at the end of the day, I told you up front, if I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you. What you see, you don't run to nobody else. Bitch, you broke the biggest trust, especially with somebody I've built years and years and years on. It's bro code. And there's no, you know, none of that bros before hoes, none of that hoes before shit.
We can go into this right now.
My whole thing is, it's kind of like, even if he wasn't in that lifestyle, let's just say, you know, Tommy owns a legal business but no drug money behind it. He tells his wife, do not go into my office, don't snoop through my shit, don't talk to my boss, or don't talk to my partner. And you do exactly what I tell you not to. But I'm doing it for your safety, for my safety, and for somebody that I've built my life with. And you broke the trust off like two episodes into it? She broke the trust right in front of your face. So it was either I'm going to leave you or I'm going to kill you. And I think he chose the right thing because that bitch was going to put herself. And because at the end of the day, you have to think about the family. Tommy's a baby, her. But she's like, fuck you, nigga. I got this seed. I'm going to eat regardless.
And
so if you die, I got to eat. So if you're not trying to take this deal or give up dope or do whatever you're about to do, nigga, I'm about to get it how I get it. So guess what? You're not going to like it.
I would say like this.
Oh, that ain't your plea.
I'd say like this. it's over.
In
a story perspective, because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to parallel with it. With real life shit, when we talk about the shit. When we talk about how rappers, and look at the lyrics and all that. Well, let's turn on this. It's a real shit. If I bought a chick here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got your queen over there. You got his queen. You know, everybody. I come here with my little friend, sticky white bitch. You know what I'm saying? And she steals off of y'all.
Right?
And she, because we're paralleling this with the city, right?
Right.
That ain't gonna be no talk. I don't know how I might react. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna give guidance. But bitch, if you out here, you're a reflection of me. You don't go in my people's house and steal anything. So on that note, hey, Smoke, go ask the board. Would you have kept that smoke if you had stole her nigga shit?
Oh, hell no!
You wouldn't have been there that long. Actually, you know what I did? On some real shit, if I'm in that space dealing with the movie mentality, keep those. Hope you come off those fucking ear rings because I'm this guy. I am bad. Keep those in your fire. And I hope you come off those ear rings. Because you're not shit, you sorry broke bitch.
Yeah,
and you come over my friend's house stealing shit. I don't give a fuck what it was. It could be a goddamn Jolly Ranchers. And hey, Gordon, did we play that shit?
Oh, hell no!
We do not play that shit.
Right.
We can listen. When you deal with an arch community, we don't fuck with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take it out from me because for me, that's a form of rape.
Is that a form of rape? Break. Break.
I can't explain that one from your perspective. Take it from me.
You're right.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Break.
Right. Break. No matter how small it is.
Yeah.
Especially
when it's
somebody
else's
drinking you.
Yeah, I can't
I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that you can fix, but once a thing's always.
I agree.
Doesn't, you know, and I would. It's crazy because it's like if you bring somebody around, trusting them to be, you know, the person that they're trying to show you that they are, and then they just say shit. Now your day ones are going to look at you like, nigga, you brought her here. You should have known the bitch you brought here.
Oh,
so
man, this is great. This is great. Because now we can segue this into y'all,
this might
predate y'all. It just came out, if you can Google it, it's called Surviving Compton.
No. I heard of that.
No. With Michelle A, okay, and this would be a brave artist back in the day. Now, I'm going to tell you. My 300 listeners, when I put it out there, I am getting gang raped right now. But she put out a movie, right? And it's called Surviving Compton.
Right.
And this is pretty much.
Well, this is a fact of like this stuff.
Hold on. Yeah. But this is basically, she came in the vein like you know, the lights out, five movies, like the TLC movies and shit. And all the action is going to look like first of all and shit. She put out a great movie called Surviving Compton. She put out a shit called Straight or Compton, excuse me. And she put out Surviving Compton because she kind of like it straight into the shit. You know what I mean? Like, I should have been a part of that. She didn't know she was part of Dre because Y'all don't understand, y'all young guys, Dre was R&B guy before hip-hop. You ever hear that song?
Before you turn off the lights, take one thing understood.
That guy is talking to the doctor of seduction. That's your guy, Dr. Dre, the most gangster rapper in the world. Let's give up to that nigga, because you're not going to all.
It's the biggest studio gangster out there. I feel like the majority of 2016 generation, this girl Michelle A, I'm going to start telling you like this, her voice, she sounds like fucking Minnie Mouse.
But for her to go ahead and kind of, everybody knows that Dre used to beat up chicks, right? So why would you put up your story right now? Why don't you predate that? And this is why I need the ladies to pop in right now because he did whip her ass. Dre was whipping on her ass. But the thing is, why are you talking about it now? That was 20 years ago. Or are you trying to scratch clouds off the success of the thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the old story.
I mean, but how did she come off about the story? Was it like, oh, let me just point your finger at Greg?
You're going to have to see it.
Right,
because
I don't understand why a female would do it now.
She got the have you ever
seen the
Tina Turner movie?
Yes.
Okay. Drake is Ike Turner to the third degree on that
fucking shit.
But she ain't look like, though.
So then in that case, the girl, I feel like, just from an outsider point of view, because I haven't seen the Great movie, I've seen Straight Outta Compton, but.
Yeah.
Just from a female point of view, it definitely, most of it was part of, I'm going to eat off this success because you made a movie about my baby dad, but didn't include what he did to me and I gave him his children. But then it was also like, I forget in the movie if they made Dre and all of them kind of look bad.
You didn't see his family at all.
Right. So that was
another
eating off the money.
Okay.
A real
female wouldn't
have put that out there regardless.
All right. Now, I'm going to say like this. Y'all know Death Row Records, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you a kind of a backstory to this. I'm going to mute y'all mics for 1 second. Let me get a little feedback. I'm going to mute y'all mics. I'm going to bring y'all right back on. No, actually, let's do it. I don't want to do it.
See, Michelle Lane was
Dr. Dre's girlfriend, okay? Death Row Records is created. Now, I'm going to play y'all some Michelle A. music. The sister is jamming, okay? She got some pipes, but she was fucking with Dre. That's her baby dad. She go over to Death Row, where Dre and Shug is kind of like partners, but she's an artist, okay? But when he gets over there, everything's about Snoop, everything's about this. We're going to get you later. You know what this bitch did? She ended up fucking Suge Knight. His partner. Ended up having a baby to him.
There's a baby to both of
them. Yes.
She's done.
So therefore,
hang it up.
Can we admit that to say that probably by giving up the label?
Yeah.
Okay, but we still represent for Charlamagne.
We
are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest with us this morning, Michelle A.
Hi.
Something in my heart.
All right.
I'm
going to make her get up and leave.
Oh, no.
It sounds terrible.
I just love that song.
You used to. It still plays.
I haven't heard that song playing a long
no.
time.
Sorry.
Well, good morning to you.
What are you?
You are on R&B Diva. The first
one
I took
your voice is
yeah.
I
don't know some birds because I couldn't talk.
Okay.
But
when you was a kid, I mean.
When I was a kid, I didn't talk for
probably 4 years.
I just nodded my head. And so then when I did, I was really shy. And I just talked really soft.
What's your number?
Now,
let me tell you
something. You're on a line. That's her voice in real life.
Yes, she definitely got it.
No, but I'm going to play a song for you. Got dead air for some reason.
You look like it to me.
Yeah.
A bear? All right, so I got to hear this. How would a bear, do a bear voice, do a scene, action.
I'm the bear. He would talk like she would talk like me.
I'm Elmo and you be the bear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, listen, let's pretend that.
You're going to be Elmo.
Pretend that you are the mother of your son, and the bear is gay. He just came out. What was
that? The song. This is how she sounds as singing. Watch! It's going to be strong.
Yeah,
but what I'm asking
Exactly. But he needed him because he's a. But the thing is, if you have brains, right? And you have a talent, he said, I got a talent and brains. I'm going to invest into him. That's great. No, but we're going to set up a partnership with 50-50 partners.
Okay, you got your baby, that's your baby mom, she can sing. And you're saying, I'm going to put my baby mom on, but let's do Snoop and them. First and shit, but we'll get her later once she get hot. Even though she's good, but we'll get her, but she could be patient. So she backdoors this nigga and went straight to sugar. And fuck them and had a baby to this nigga.
Because you're straight, Understand. Dre didn't leave out of that point just because of that.
Tedro.
Didn't Tedro on Instagram?
I don't even know. Fuck. Look, Boss Man Loose.
Boss Man Loose.
Underscore Keelan and threes.
AKA Frank K.
Long Lucy underscore.
Okay. We love y'all. We'll see you next week.
Well, that is a good
answer.
Really
Laredo. Laredo. Oh, now you're going to do it for the background.
You're
going
to turn the mic off, Ty.
Okay. All right. It's been a great show. We out of Underscore Radio, Squad Life, Swallow, my man, Long Lucy. Everybody that's here. Great show. We out of here. Peace out.